from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think both parties are, you could blame both parties for this whole situation or whatnot. He's coming in to hold in, and he is in a film room, and he's in the meetings and whatnot. Can they repair this relationship? We hear all the rumors with the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cleveland Browns and New England Patriots. Can both parties at this point, from what you know with Brandon Ayuk, because I'm sure you communicate with them, can they salvage this relationship and get on the same page and play ball here in 2024?
Absolutely. This is business, and this is what you tell every player. When you're the head coach, when a player is going through the contract negotiation, you always tell the players this, just watch what happens during these negotiations. If it gets into the news cycle, and you're going to have to deal with all that. But at the end of the day, guys, that's the business part of it. It's not personal. It's not personal. It's just business. And I think sometimes players need to learn that, too. This is business. It's nothing against you. It's just business. And business is different than being a football player or being a football coach. And so with that being said, hopefully this thing will transpire where it can get done, where both parties, you know, will shake hands and hug each other and get going. And if not, then, you know, Brandon will go somewhere else and the 49ers will have to regroup and, you know, continue to go. And at the end of the day, guys, you know, I've always said this. It's like if a player gets hurt in the opening game, you can't cancel the season. You got to play. And if Brandon Ayuk is no longer a 49er, I hope he is, because I think it's a really good football team, and I think he has a chance to, you know, tie Jerry Rice's record, 1,000 yards receiving for 3 years in a row. And he's done a lot of good things there. I hope he's there. But if not, the 49ers got to move on, and the players got to move on. This is a playoff football team. They have a window of opportunity, and every player, every coach knows that.
So we always hear like it's a business. Take me through the dynamics of being the head coach, knowing the value of a player, and the conversations you're having with whoever the contract person or the financial person is, with the owner. How does the head coach impact those discussions? How would you go about impacting those discussions in a situation like this?
Well, first of all, you want to keep all your good players. And you know, in today's world, it's very difficult because of salary cap. And you always got to look ahead. Who's next up? Who do we have to pay next? And if we pay this guy this much, then all of a sudden there might be a guy next year that's up that, you know, I really want to keep that guy. So at the end of the day, you know, basically you put the names on the board and say, Coach, there's 7 guys up here. You only can keep 5. What are the 5 you really want to keep? And you got to circle them. And that's the business part of it. And when this negotiation is going on, as a coach, all you do basically, you don't do the contracts. You don't get involved in it anymore. But the one thing you can do is continue to communicate with your player. This happened to me with Larry Johnson when I was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I'd call Larry every other day and say, how you doing? And he said, Coach, I'm doing good. I said, just keep working out. It's going to get done. You're going to come to camp. I want you in shape. I said, don't get out of shape. Coach, I'm good. Any material you need, I'll get it to you, whatever you need. I said, we love you. Just don't say anything. It'll get done eventually. And eventually it did. So that's all you can do as a head coach.
He stayed away in that situation?
Yeah, River was on Hard Knocks. Yeah, you guys were on Hard Knocks that year, right, Herm?
Yeah, he wasn't there.
Yeah, he was on Hard Knocks on HBO when they were doing that.
How would you have handled it if he did a hold in and he was there? Because there's some days IU comes onto the field and then, again, there's different interpretations. The GM, right. John Lynch, is like kind of ushering him off the field. How would you deal with that?
Well, as a coach, you know, you want your players there, regardless if he has a contract or not. And the players want him there. And, that, you know, that's showing hope. That's showing excitement for each other. But at the end of it, you know, what's best for the team? I mean, that's what you got to decide. And if he's not a distraction, you don't worry about it. If he comes into meetings and he's paying attention and he's doing what he's supposed to do, that's not a distraction to anybody. He's not practicing. There's a lot of guys, a lot of veterans don't practice. I mean, anymore. I mean, these guys, I mean, they wear baseball hats half the time. Right? If you're trying to protect them. And the football is different than it was, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So we all understand that. So I think every organization handles it a little bit different. You as the head coach, you know, you report to the ownership, to the GM, but you also got to have a responsibility to your players, because you can never lose sight of the players, because the players are checking the temperature of the head coach. That's all the players care about. They're watching the head coach when all this stuff is going about. How is the head coach acting? And that's important because they're watching you.
Herm Edwards here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. How did Larry Johnson perform that season after holding out? Because we know Bosa held out with the Niners last year, and he admitted, I did not have the best season. I got off to a very slow start. He believed that missing training camp hurt him. Do you recall how Larry Johnson performed that year?
He played well. I mean, you know, he played well. And what we did is we protected him early. You know, what I did, I protected him early. I didn't give him as many carries early. I got him into the season, right?
Right.
And so you got to know your players, and you got to protect them from yourself. Because every guy, when they hold out, you're not being around watching, it's not like practicing. I've always said this about football. The grass knows when your football cleats have not been there.
Hmm.
You can't lie to the grass with your shoes. Mm-hmm. Your cleats know. And when you don't practice, this is a game of practice, this football thing. Because think about it. You practice more than you play. You play 17 games. You practice 3 or 4 days a week. Are you kidding me? So, you know, you have to be a part of that. And when you're not, you can say, well, I can go out there. No, you can't. Because physically, you're not ready to do that. Mentally, you might be. So this is where you have to be very careful. You got to give them spurts. You know, you just got to play them a little bit here and give them a little rest, play them a little bit here until they get in football condition.
What does this offense look like if they have to move forward without Brandon Ayuk?
Well, they're missing a big explosive player that can, this is a catch and run offense, right? This is not a vertical offense where they throw the ball down the field. You know, they're throwing it inside the numbers. It's all timing. It's catch and run offense. And he has the ability to do that. You know, Pearsall, who played for us, you know, he's good in his ability to catch and run, but he's not like Ayuk, right? He's more of an inside slot guy. You can move him around. He's a really good blocker in the run game. Where Ayuk is a one-on-one contest, he's going to win, you know, if they throw it up there 10 times, he's probably going to win 8 of them because of his ability to adjust and play the ball in the air.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coach, you referenced Pearsall a couple times here.
Yeah.
You said in the past that you got to like almost protect him from himself because he works too hard. You're a little worried about what's going on with some of these injuries, because I'm a little concerned.
Well, you know, I mean, he'll get over it. I mean, but that, and I think the more they understand the player, that they'll get a feel for him, because he got one speed. It's full speed. And I knew that when I had him at Arizona State, and there was times I just told him, okay, that's it. You get 10 plays today, you're good. Come on, stand up with me. You know, because that's his mentality. That's who he is. You know, that's all he knows. And so you got to understand that when you got a guy like this. And hopefully these are little nicks and bruises that the players get sometimes. He'll recover and get to play in the preseason.
Coach, I know you've had plenty of private conversations with Brandon Ayuk, and I don't expect you to share any on these airwaves or whatnot. That's private, and I'm going to respect that. However, if you can, what do you think has annoyed Brandon Ayuk the most about this process?
Well, look, I know both parties, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Lynch, too. Yeah, I forgot John Lynch.
And the Lynch family.
Yep.
And we're going to see him next week, actually. And you know, I'll say this. I don't want to get in the middle of it, but I do know this. I think both parties would like this to get done, bottom line. And I think sometimes when it gets out, you know, the story, it's like the Guppy story. It was a Guppy in Miami, and as more people tell stories to the story, mm-hmm. it becomes the great white whale when it gets to San Francisco. So we have to be careful, right, yeah. when we say, well, all this and that, look, just we don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
No one knows except the parties that are trying to do the contract.
You know him, Brandon, the way you do. Does he still want to be a 49er? Because we still want him to be a 49er. I think the guy's dynamic.
Oh,
I think he's one of the most underrated players. I thought his season last year, we get a lot of fans who say, man, he's the fourth option on the team. Well, damn, he may be the greatest fourth option of all time because he led the team in receiving yards and receptions and third down threats. So does he still, at the end of the day, want to be a member of the San Francisco 49ers?
Absolutely. And, Brandon likes to win. And, you know, he wants to win. And why not? You're on a winning team. And you got a team that obviously every year is picked whether, you know, one or two to go to the Super Bowl, to represent the NFC. And they've been close. You know, and this team, you know, I think this team, when I look at it, the question you got to ask yourself, they've been in, what, three Super Bowls in the last 12 years. The energy is what you get worried about with a team like this, all the energy that's needed to do that, right? And all of a sudden you're the target for every team you play, because every team's excited about you don't have to give a speech to your players the week you're gonna play the 49ers. All you gotta tell them is that, hey, look, these guys, this is what they've done. Three Super Bowls, right? Three defeats. And in the last 12 years, guys, they've been there. So this is the team we're dealing with. And the players know that. And so they're excited about playing. You're getting every team's best game. It doesn't matter what the record is. They're playing the San Francisco 49ers.
How difficult is it for a player on the final year of their contract in terms of you know, especially at the counting positions, you know, running back and wide receiver and quarterback. How difficult is that to navigate? Just in general, the emotions of people trying to up their stats rightfully while also trying to win and knowing that there is money on the line.
Well, that's the business of it, you know, and in today's world, I mean, it's phenomenal what these players are getting paid, and I'm glad they are. Because there's a generation of players before them that were getting paid this kind of money. And they deserve every penny of it because it's you know, football's not a career. You can't say I'm going to be a career football player. It's week to week. You know, in one play, you could be done and your career's over. So you have to get what you can get. And, you know, there has to be a way where I've always said, how much do you need? You know, it's not what it's not what you want. How much do you need? Because at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself this as a player. If I'm on a really good team and we can make some runs, I got to make sure that I get what I need, but not what I want, because maybe what I want will affect some other guys getting their money and keeping this team together. Now, that would be my thing. The bottom line is to win. No player can win by itself. Teams win, right? That's what wins, teams. And if I'm on a good team, I want to keep that team together as long as I can, because the more I win, the better it is.
No doubt. You think the modern-day player thinks like that, though?
I don't know that. Yeah. I think some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, you know, it's a me world. You know, and I don't think it's anyone's fault. I think that's the generation that we're dealing with now.
Yeah.
And it's the social media. It's all the things that we weren't involved in 20 years ago. And now this is part of it, you know, and I look at it like this way. I say, whatever, you know, when you press send, you can't take it back.
Yeah. We know that.
Coach,
when you press send, you cannot take it back. It's out there and it's going to be up for discussion. I'll be on NFL Live today. We'll probably be talking about this stuff, right? So it's like, here we go.
Hey, Coach, not knowing the specifics and you know, mm-hmm. both parties probably feel, you know, aggravated to a degree.
Yeah, right.
How if you could sit down with all the parties in the room, okay, and you were at the table and you were the consigliere, how could you get the genie back in the bottle here?
Well, at the end of the day, if you want to get it resolved, and when it gets resolved, you hug and say, okay, man, let's go win a championship, right? Because at the bottom line, when it's done, it's done.
Herm Edwards, everybody.
It's just talk, right? It's just talking. Everybody's talking right now. And everybody's negotiating the contract. And everyone's got an opinion, right? And at the end of the day, you want to get it done. And once it's done...
All right, Coach. I know you got TV.
Thanks,
we got Lions and Giants. Hopefully they don't fight today out there with the New York Giants and the Detroit Lions. That's all they were doing was fighting.
Swinging helmets at each other.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
See all right, you. Coach. All right, Coach. Coach Herm Edwards here on the River Islands Guest Line. Again, River Islands Guest Line is in the time for you to discover the islands. River Islands in Lathrop. Herm said,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.